All right, guys, what's happening? Welcome back. On this segment, I'd like to talk about who is the best mixed martial arts analyst. And I guess I'm going to say for 2023, since they just handed out the awards, the World MMA Awards for 2023, Michael Bisping won. And I think this is like his third or fourth time winning. And I'm not taking anything away from Michael Bisping. I love Bisping. I think he's a fantastic analyst, but I don't think he's the best. So I'm going to go over the nominees for 2023. Drop some guys that weren't on the list, were not nominated, and let's talk about who's the best mixed martial arts analyst, the MMA Slam Awards. Okay, so here are the nominees for the World MMA Awards. It was Michael Bisping, Paul Felder, Dan Hardy, Anthony Smith, and Kenny Florian. Now, starting with Bisping, Michael Bisping is a wealth of knowledge. He's about as experienced as like anyone who's ever fought in the sport. Solid, great blend of technical and layman terms. Bisping doesn't sound too smart and too nerdy when trying to explain things, which is great for like the casual fan. Again, he's just like a wealth of knowledge. I mean, Bisping over the years has accumulated knowledge in grappling, wrestling, and that wasn't really his forte when he first started fighting. His background is more striking based, things like karate and so forth, kickboxing. But of course, as you train, as you compete over the years, you're going to pick up a lot of information and techniques and skill in other martial arts, like wrestling, jiu-jitsu. And it's really not many situations or positions that Bisping's not going to have an opinion on and have some insight. So yes, Michael Bisping's great. Very charismatic also. I'm not going to sit here and say he's undeserving, but I don't think he's the best if we're talking about a pure MMA analytical standpoint. So next on the list, who was nominated, Paul Felder. Similar to Michael Bisping, great blend of technical and layman terms. As well, I mean, he's going to relate to casual fans. Felder's analytical skills are going to resonate with hardcore fans, with experienced fans. I really enjoy Paul Felder. He's fun on the mic. I would say Bisping's more knowledgeable overall, but Felder's pretty good. And to clarify, I think Bisping has more grappling knowledge. That's just my opinion. All right, the next nominee was Dan Hardy. I got a lot to say about Dan Hardy. I'm going to skip him over right now. I'll come back to Mr. Dan Hardy. Anthony Smith was another nominee. Anthony Smith is super knowledgeable, man. He is very, very good at breaking down opponents, breaking down their weaknesses, their strengths. If you listen to him on the BYM, pretty impressive how Anthony Smith breaks down fights and matchups. I think he's pretty spot on most of the time. Kenny Florian was another nominee for 2023. Kenny Florian's forte is the ground. When he was competing, he developed very formidable striking, specifically Muay Thai. So, of course, he has a lot of knowledge in that realm. Kenny Florian's good, man. Now I'm coming back to Dan Hardy. So I have two categories I want to talk about. Stellar analysts and okay analysts. A lot of you guys are not going to agree with the quote okay analyst, but I'll get to that. So in the stellar category, three of these guys were not nominated for 2023. The first guy in my stellar category is Dan Hardy. I'm going to flat out say it. I think Dan Hardy is the best mixed martial arts analyst out there. I think he's been the best for a few years. I mean, I love listening to Dan Hardy break down fights. You want to talk about a well of knowledge? Dan Hardy is so damn analytical. I really appreciate the time he takes to break down fights, to break down skill sets, to break down stats. This man has done like 40 minute, maybe even to an hour breakdowns. And that's a fight just between two opponents. He has variant styles, like he has solo breakdowns. And he also does a podcast with his now wife, Veronica Hardy. And those are fun because they're a little bit more laid back. It's more of like a podcast format. And they go down whole fight cards. But look, man, Dan Hardy's amazing. It kind of like boggles the mind how the man has not won. I think he's the best. Nobody breaks down fights and fighters like Dan Hardy. That's just my opinion. Another guy that is stellar. And I would say equal to Dan Hardy is Demetrius Johnson, Mighty Mouse. Mighty Mouse is considered possibly the GOAT of MMA. Of course, that man's going to know how to break down fights, and he's going to know how to break down opponents, point out their strengths, weaknesses, talk about game plans, how to defeat people. I cannot say enough great things about the way Demetrius Johnson breaks down fighters and fights. The guy's amazing. That's why he's one of the GOATs. Most of the time, Mighty Mouse is spot on. He be calling some crazy stuff. Right there with Dan Hardy, in my opinion. Another amazing analyst. Super nerdy, super technical. I mean that as a compliment. Dominic Cruz. Another guy in the stellar category which you guys might be surprised about this. I'm going to say Frank Mir, former UFC heavyweight champ, legend in the heavyweight division. Frank Mir could break down some fights, man. That guy knows martial arts. He knows MMA, and he is super technical, has an answer for everything pretty much. I really enjoy hearing Frank Mir break down fights and talk about matchups. So here's my okay category. This one's going to be crazy. A lot of you guys are not going to agree with this. Some of you guys might agree with it. I think Henry Cejudo's okay. When I say okay, he's good, but I don't find him stellar. I think Henry Cejudo talks a good game. I think he has great presentation. It seems like he tries too hard to be too analytical and smart. It's hard to explain. And look, Henry Cejudo, former UFC champ, Olympic gold medalist. Of course, the man knows techniques, skills, martial arts in general, MMA. But there's just like something about his like delivery where like he can wrap up what he's trying to say in like fewer words. It's like over explanation for the simple. It's hard to explain. It's not really like a knock, similar to like what Robin Black does. Robin Black can have like a paragraph for a jab. And look, I appreciate it, but some stuff is like just a blatant obvious. Certain mechanics of like a jab, and you don't have to spend like 10 minutes on it with like super big words that you have to look up in Webster's dictionary. You guys get what I'm saying? And like Henry Cejudo kind of does the same thing with his like little drawing board and his lines. I don't know. Cejudo's good, but I don't always agree with what he says. Matter of fact, it's like 50% of the time where I may be scratching my head with Henry Cejudo. But that's just me. This is all opinions. I know a lot of you guys love Henry. So wrapping up, who is the best mixed martial arts analyst that doesn't get the proper love and respect? He's my favorite MMA analyst. Really appreciate his presentation, his style. I think he's amazing at breaking down fights, and I don't know why the man doesn't get more love. I know he's got a big following, but he should get more credit for his analytical skills. But that's it, guys. I guess those are the MMA Slam Analyst of the Year nominations and winner in my book for, let's say, 2023. My pick is Dan Hardy. But guys, let me know in the comment section, what do you think about Michael Bisping winning again? What do you think about the nominees? Who's your pick for the best mixed martial arts analyst that doesn't get the proper love? Who's a little bit overhyped, overrated to you? Who's underappreciated? Want to read it all. Thanks so much, guys, for listening or watching. Hope you enjoyed this segment. Just opinions once again. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Until then, take care, my friends. Later.